Welcome to the College of the Ozarks, Our Story podcast. My name is Valerie Coleman, and I am the Public Relations Director at College of the Ozarks, and we are thrilled to bring to you in this new format in the podcast, stories originating at College of the Ozarks. There are so many stories to tell. The vision of College of the Ozarks is to develop citizens of Christ-like character who are well-educated, hardworking, and patriotic. And that within itself tells you so much about what goes on at this amazing institution. Our college is a work college, so all of our students work to offset the cost of their education. So they do not pay for tuition out of pocket. They work at more than 100 workstations across campus. Every person who enters the gates of opportunity at College of the Ozarks has a story. And with this podcast, we hope to tell those stories and encourage everyone looking for a bit of hope and a source of inspiration. Our students hail from the farming towns of the Midwest, from working class families and parents who teach, preach, and minister. Some break generational cycles of poverty and addiction, and some leave home to help better provide for their families. They leave what is known and reach for something better, proving to themselves and others that better does exist and greatness can be achieved. These students are cycle breakers. Our people pour their lives into our students. Many have walked these same halls and bled maroon for years. They listen, they grieve, they advocate, they mentor. Their passion comes through in their music, their pottery, their landscapes, their lectures, their stories. These stories are inspiring. Some of them will bring you to your knees. Some will make you stand and cheer. Step into the shoes of the cycle breakers. You won't regret it, and you may just come away inspired. And speaking of inspiration, I do have with me today one of my favorite people in the world, my student who works in the office with me, Esther Ray. Esther is a junior public relations major. Hello, Esther.
Hello.
Thank you so much for coming on this podcast with me and doing a little bit of an experiment.
Mm-hmm. Of course, I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, I'm so glad to have you. Esther has worked in the public relations office for almost 2.5 years now. Mm-hmm. Esther, can you believe that?
No.
You know, the time goes by fast, but I will say in workstation years, I think 2.5 years translates to maybe like 20 years. It's very concentrated time.
Yeah.
Is that a good way to describe that?
For sure.
And summers? Because you worked with me for last summer.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you think about summer work?
Summer is like 2 semesters combined. So
it is. And even time-wise.
Right.
Is really what it works out to be. So Esther is a public relations major, and we're going to talk more about her time at C of O. I really wanted to start with a student story. We're going to bring you stories of faculty members and staff members, administrators. We're going to try to keep you up to date on many, many things going on at the college, but one thing that we do not want to miss, and that is our students' stories. They are truly cycle breakers, and they are truly hard workers. They are overachievers. They break the mold. I could go on and on, but Esther has been an encouragement to me. And I think that her story is going to encourage and inspire many, many others. I know, Esther, you've already kind of had that experience, mm-hmm. even in the last year.
Yeah. Really.
So I say we start at the top, and Esther, I'm just going to go through these questions, and this I hope will allow you to just let your story mm-hmm. unfold, and you take us where you want to go. Okay.
Okay.
But let's just start with, you are actually the 7th of 8 siblings. What was that like to come from such a big family? I feel like we have a lot of students in that same category.
Yes, definitely. So I come from a family of 4 girls and 4 boys, so we're nicely, evenly divided, and I'm the 7th, so I am closer to the bottom. My oldest sister is 33, and my youngest brother is 18, but growing up in a big family was definitely one of the greatest joys of my life, and even now as I'm an adult, being able to be friends with my siblings. But I would say growing up in that big family, it was just, I always had a friend, a best friend to play with, to do school with, because we were homeschooled, to be with. I never felt alone. And so many adventures. We lived out in the country, and so a lot of time spent outside and just enjoying each other's presence, for sure. That is something I always have cherished as being a part of a big family, for sure. Such a blessing. And like I said, even now, because before, obviously, it was a lot of like, I was the little sister, but now that I'm 21, I get to actually enjoy friendships with each of my siblings. So such a unique experience. But like you said, many at College of the Ozarks come from big families, big homeschooling families. And so it's cool to see how we can relate on that level with other students at the college, because they know what the big family home life is like, for sure.
That's exactly right. And what a fun point to connect on. And and I've just been encouraged by some of the students, you and Carver Boldman in the office, and when they bring all their siblings around and they come by to visit you guys, it's just, there's something really special about it. Yeah. I love watching that unfold. But talk to me about the fact that you had two of your older brothers who came to College of the Ozarks before you, and the impact that that had on you as you were thinking about college.
Yes. So the two brothers right above me, actually, Billy and Samuel, they came here before me. And I actually got to go to college with Sam for two of my college years, which was a fun experience. But being in middle school and then high school as they were attending College of the Ozarks really impacted me, because I would only see them when they would come home for like Christmas break or Thanksgiving break, or honestly, they would do the summer work program. So really just like the week-long breaks that they would have. And I would look forward to that time so much because they were my older siblings, and just seeing how much they had grown since going to College of the Ozarks really like spoke to me. And I could tell that there was something different about them after leaving high school and going to C of O. They were always just so full of joy and excited to share their stories about the classes they were in, the friends they had made, the adventures they had gone on. And it was all happening on this campus. And it truly was like a different story than I was hearing from other students at colleges, which is what impacted me the most, because I was like, something's different about C of O because my brothers are coming back and like they're living testimonies to that. So I remember my brother Evan and I would always just look forward to those breaks of like, what story are they going to tell us now? Or like, what class are they in? And just seeing how much they were learning and growing as individuals as well.
That's amazing. So two older brothers came through, and now you have your younger brother.
Yes.
And is that Evan?
Yes, Evan. He is a freshman right
and
now.
He's a freshman. Mm-hmm. And so, wow. And so you, all four of you, have gotten to kind of take this C of O journey.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how neat that you crossed over with some of them being in school at the same time.
Yes.
Yeah.
It definitely, it's totally different than high school too, because we were in high school together. But being at college, you're out of the house. So it's a different type of relationship, a different dynamic. And I've gotten to experience that with Sam and now with Evan, who's younger than me. And it's definitely one of the best things ever, for
that,
sure.
That is so awesome. That's so cool. That sibling friendship, really. Talk to me a little bit about when you were younger, because you've mentioned how College of the Ozarks being a work college really didn't throw you at all. That actually was a draw for you. And you talked about being working around the house and doing chores and picking up sticks and probably doing dishes from time to time, maybe doing a little laundry. Talk to me about that dynamic.
Yes. So growing up, just in our family, it was known that we were going to be hard workers. And I think that's definitely something my parents instilled in all of the kids in our family. We would have assigned chores, and then we would just be given chores as kids as well, anywhere from, we had a big yard, so picking up sticks, or I even mowed as a younger girl. And then also
that's
things
hard
like
work. I'm not going
to
lie.
We had a big pecan tree outside. And so sometimes we would be sent outside to pick up pecans, which was a fun activity to do as siblings. Didn't always seem like work, but we would pick up pecans and then actually go through the whole process of like cracking them and peeling out the shell. So very tedious work, but fun. And then inside, obviously, like cleaning and doing dishes and cooking even. We always had assigned chores after dinner, and it was just like as soon as dinner was done, it was clockwork. We knew which chore we were supposed to do each night. Mm-hmm. And something I look back on now, working in college, thinking that really prepared me for the atmosphere that I was coming to at College of the Ozarks. And what truly drew me to it, a big factor was the fact that I was going to be able to work for my education. And not only the fact that it was going to help me pay for my college, but also that I was going to be doing it with other students. So we would all have the same mindset of, okay, we know we're here to work, and I'm learning an amazing work ethic, like, while I'm in college. Who else really gets to say that unless you go off campus and get a job at a different college or university? But this is, like, supplied for me. The opportunity is given to me. And so it was something that didn't scare me. In fact, it truly, like you said, I was excited for it. And what drew me to C of O was knowing I would be able to continue to work, because the importance of work ethic was definitely instilled in me growing up by my parents. So,
Well, and not just any kind of work, but work in your field.
Right. Yeah. At the public relations office, it's definitely something I don't take for granted at all, because when I leave, when I graduate, I will have had 3 years of experience in the field that I hope to work in.
That's incredible. I mean, what a great thing to go into your potential employers, and you've already got this amazing resume and portfolio. So good for you and good for me. Little do you know, I'm not ever going to let you leave, but that's another story for a different day. I have watched you grow and kind of go through some of these ups and downs, even being in the office, and I'm so proud of you. I just want to say, and I just love you so much. And you, I just wish people could see your shining face right now. And just that smile that just melts a room. And there's so many days that we have, you know, we have our ups and downs and we're busy and there are stressful days. I always know when you walk in that office that you have my back and that we're going to get it done. Whatever it is, it may be a little bit of a stressful day, but we're going to get it done. And so I appreciate that about you. And I want you to tell me a little bit about one of the cool opportunities you've had to serve others through Character Camp, because I know that has been a perfect match for your personality and it's been a perfect match for your heart to serve. But tell folks what that is and what that has meant to you this year.
Yes. So Character Camp at College of the Ozarks is the week-long orientation they have for freshmen or incoming students. And it looks a lot different from other schools. Like, that's another thing that surprised me. A lot of times I feel like it's orientation for a day or two, but Character Camp really is a high-intensity week of fun for the students. And upperclassmen, anywhere sophomores to seniors, can apply to be a mom or pop. So I did that last fall and this spring, and I got accepted both times. So I was able to serve as a mom twice. And truly, it has been one of the greatest experiences at College of the Ozarks, because it puts me in that role of leadership to a group of about 10 freshmen, along with whoever I'm serving with, a pop. And I've been able to do it with two of my good friends, Jake and Ty, the past two times. And just being able to be in that role and really show them my love for the college, why I came here, and also just help them feel comfortable, because it is scary going to a new place. So seeing your mom and pop as a Character Camp freshman, it changes everything, because you feel like, they call them moms and pops for a reason, because you really do feel like you're under their care. And then also, you know, those are two people right off the bat that you can go to with any questions, any concerns. You know they have your back and they're going to lead you through a week of so much fun. And I like being around people. And so those 2 weeks have been so much fun for me to pour into the kids, make friends that I think I'll keep the rest of my life, and just be able to serve others in that way. So yeah, definitely one of my favorite memories for sure.
Tell us about some of the fun things you do.
Yes.
On that week.
So in the fall, it's still summer, so it's fun. We get to go off campus a lot to places like Silver Dollar City and Whitewater and the track. So much fun to be outside. And keep in mind, there's like normally about this last fall, at least there were 36 families of at least 10 kids in each family. So it's a big group of students going out. And you know, you're all there for the same reason. And that week, truly, everyone's focused on having so much fun. So we do things like that. But then we also do things on campus. We have a challenge course on campus that we do as a family where we go through different obstacles. And it's really about bonding, team bonding, and then relating those experiences to things you might face throughout the semester. So just building that core group of people you know you can depend on throughout the year, and just emphasizing how important community is. And then we do a lot of other fun things like eating dinner together or making sure they're accustomed to campus. And
you show them where the cafeteria is.
Right, yes, definitely the cafeteria and where their classes are, and just getting them comfortable with being a student at college.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds fun. It makes me want to go back and be a student again. I mean, who does that well? I know a lot of, you know, even Christian colleges will do a day or two or a weekend welcome type thing, but a full week, that's insane.
Yes, so fun.
Yeah. I like what you said about maybe following up with your family members, the students who come through in your group throughout the semester.
Yes. So actually, we are required to have at least 3 family reunions as a family throughout the semester. So the mom and pop organize that. Sometimes it'll look like dinner, or sometimes it'll be a game night, but just really to reconnect throughout the semester. And it's so cool, especially as serving as a mom, to see your kids grow so much from when they first came in to then them getting connected and loving their classes and excelling in their workstations. You get to see that throughout the semester because you're meeting back up for those family reunions.
That's right. That's right. And that, I'm sure, gives them a little sense of security.
Yes.
And just belonging, like you said. Well, you talk and you've shared with me even more about your time with the Character Camp experience and being able to minister to others and to help maybe some others who have gone through grief. So I know that when you lost your mom, because you lost your mom when you were young, when you were about 11 years old, and you have a wonderful dad and a big family, which we've talked about. But, you know, that is a very transformative moment in a young girl's life to experience something like that. And it's a heavy. And I know there are seasons of grief. And I hope that we've been able to be there for you and throughout some of those seasons of grief. But talk to me a little about that, if you don't mind, and tell me what did that experience move in you to be able to share with others? How has being at C of O helped you maybe to work some of that through, but also share with others that are going through it?
Yes, for sure. So my mom passed away from lung cancer when I was 11 years old. So that's actually 10 years ago this month. So obviously not anything that you would expect or want as a kid to lose a parent. But like you said, I cannot thank God enough for the dad that he placed in my life to guide me and to really be an amazing parent through that time. So I knew as a young girl that it would shape me. And especially after my mom passed away, I was the only girl in the house with 3 brothers and my dad. So that in itself, I assumed the roles of a lot of things that she would do, like cooking or cleaning. But it impacted me when I came and continued to grow up and came to college, because I kind of knew from that young age that God would use it somehow. Like, it wasn't like I knew immediately, like, this is why I lost my mom, because I feel like you're constantly asking why. I trusted God, and something my dad would always tell me was, he's going to use your story. He's going to use what you've been through to impact other people. And I've really seen that come true the most while I've been at C of O, because of the people that I've met that God has allowed me to be empathetic towards, and also just share in the struggles. And I can share a story with you if that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I have a couple. When I first came in as a freshman, the first week, so I was in character camp, and one of the first memories I have is meeting my character camp sister and us bonding immediately because she had also lost her mom. That in itself was like, definitely knew God had placed me in that family with that girl for a reason. And I still know her to this day. And like, we have bonded and become closer and helped each other through those times because of that. And then serving as a character camp mom, even last fall, I had a son. So one of the freshmen who had recently experienced the loss of one of his sisters. And so truly, like, the person I did character camp with, my pop, had never really gone through a loss like that. And so he asked me to be able to have a conversation with my son, and just seeing how God used the loss of my mom to be able to encourage and just minister and be there for my son who was experiencing that grief and not really knowing where to go with it. And in moments like that, especially while I've been at C of O, I've just been able to trust God's timing in that and see how he's been able to use my story. And even being able to share it today with you, know that he is using such a hard loss like that to continue to shape and form me.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing that. And I have to say that I'm so proud of you for being willing to share that. And thankful for the place that you're at, to have processed it to this point, to be able to share and minister to others. And that's what I really, really hope, that as people listen, and even as our students listen, that they can be encouraged and be inspired. And I want to tell the stories of our students, because again, they've been through a few things, you know, and I think that sometimes we do ourselves a disservice when we're constantly, how are you? Fine. Everything's fine. Everything's good. Or on social media and it's all so sparkly and magical. And guess what? You know, behind the scenes there, we're kind of seeing how the tapestry is made, and it's not always easy, but God weaves together all of those threads. Yes. And that's what I see and I'm encouraged by so much with your story. And I'm thankful we can tell it. And I really am thankful to you for that, because I want to encourage other students. And I know that they're going through hard things, or they've been through hard things. And you, to me, are just a shining example of hope. I don't know of any better way to give a message of hope than to just put you, I'm going to cry, stop, is just to put you front and center as the first story on this podcast, because that's my heart. And you know, in our office, we get very, very busy talking about events. Right. And I love that. And you know, where would we be if we didn't have such a great base and foundation and the ability and the vision of our leaders to do so many cool things and to send students all across the United States and send them to Washington, D.C. every year for an immersive patriotic experience, you know, to send them with veterans. And so we'll be hearing about all those wonderful stories. But I do want us to take the time to slow down for just a moment and say every single one of these students has a story. And every single one of them are heroes to me. So thank you. Thank you for that. And on a very similar note, I wanted to ask you, because you have mentioned this to me as well, coming into C of O, the people who have impacted you. And I think that is a sweet, sweet story. And it's one that is worth telling as well, because I know you came in and really had to think for a minute about what your major was going to be and maybe had some encouragement in that. Tell us about that.
So when I first came in as a freshman, I chose hotel and restaurant management as my major. And really my heart behind that, at least my thinking, was, well, if I work in a restaurant, I'll be able to interact with people a lot. But I didn't really know that at the time. It was just kind of something that interested me. And it wasn't until my second semester as a freshman that I had my public speaking class, which is a class that you're required to take at the college. And my professor, Dr. McNeil, taught that class. And really, going into that class, I didn't really think I liked public speaking. Like, I had never really tried it before. It was one of those classes that you hear everyone's scared of. And so I had a lot of fears of speaking, but then also at the same time, not knowing what I was going to do with my future with HRM as my major. So I remember taking that class, and after several speeches, Dr. McNeil pulled me aside and said, Esther, I think you should switch your major to public relations, and I want you to apply to the PR office as well. She was like, obviously, no pressure, but just her intentionality in pulling me aside and seeing the capability that I had and just my potential, I think, in that, just through giving probably 4 or 5 speeches in her class. And that meant a ton to me, because I don't think I had ever really had a teacher like that invest so intentionally in me. And so that's when I had the opportunity to apply to the PR office, and when I first met you, Miss Val, and Miss Tony, who have truly been two of the biggest impacts during my time at College of the Ozarks. And I still remember walking into the office and the day of my interview and being nervous, because I was like, I don't really know what I'm doing, but providing you all with samples of my writing, just personal writing, and remembering sitting there with you all and seeing how you all were expressing that you believed in me, but you hardly even knew me, just from what I had written and the interview that we had and just the conversations that we had, and just thinking to myself, like, wow, this feels so real and I feel so drawn to this. And I know now, looking back, God specifically placed you and Miss Tony and Dr. McNeil in my life to be able to switch me over to PR and to be able to really that aha moment of, Esther, you want to be with people, so why don't you do a major that has to do with people? And so that's why I chose public relations, and also just like being able to look back now and Dr. McNeil's still my advisor, so being able to talk with her and be able to work with you and Miss Tony every day and know, like, not only are you my professors, my work supervisors, but you do care for me. And that's what I've seen all across College of the Ozarks with the professors, the administrators, staff and faculty alike. They care so much about each student. And I see that in class, and I see that in the workplace, and seeing them in the cafeteria or on the sidewalk. And everyone remembers my name. They'll make sure to ask me how something specific in my life is going on. And just being blown away by that, and being able to have those stories of, like, of Dr. McNeil, of you in the office, just looking back and being like, wow, that person has influenced me so much. And knowing that going forward, that inspires me to be that to someone else as well. Mm. So I'm incredibly thankful for that public speaking class. Mm. And I'm incredibly thankful that I've been able to work in the PR office for as long as I have. And just knowing that God has used these examples, specifically of godly women in my life that have influenced me so much, but truly of professors and staff and faculty all across campus have really encouraged me and poured into me.
Mm, thank you for that. And, you know, I'm not fishing for compliments, but, you know, don't stop now. Keep it coming. I'm just kidding. But, you know, I do love hearing about your experience in the classroom and the people who have poured into you, because I have seen that in so many students' lives. And I see it, and I get to have a really wonderful vantage point with the faculty that are my friends or the administrators that are my friends. And I know for a fact what's on their hearts and minds, and we're having lunch and they're praying for a student, or their heart is heavy for someone, or they're celebrating with someone, or we're out in town and an alum comes up and we get to have that sweet moment of reconnecting with somebody who graduated from this institution. And those are the things that make College of the Ozarks tick, I feel like.
Yeah. I definitely agree.
And it's a way that our Christian pillar or goal is expressed as well. And some of these things are intangible unless you have experienced them yourself. So thank you. Thank you for sharing that and making that come alive for somebody, because it's really hard to imagine it until you experience it.
Right.
So we're going to experience it through you for just a minute and let that soak in of how special that is. That one-on-one, you don't get that at a big institution. So, you know, everybody has a place and has the right fit for them. But if you're looking for that one-on-one connection with your professors and a Christian college that truly, truly cares about its students. So my daughter graduated from College of the Ozarks, and what I wanted for her more than anything else in the world was for her to have a Christian college experience. And I'm telling you, that girl, she was so poured into by so many there. And once you see people loving on your child, your grown adult child, they're in. You're devoted for life. So there we go. But wow, what a great experience for you. I think to really round out this podcast, I want to ask you one final question that I think we would be remiss if we didn't do this. It's pretty cool. What does it feel like to know that you will graduate debt free?
Amazing. I think it's something that I think about daily. And obviously a big draw when I applied to College of the Ozarks and came here was I'll be able to graduate debt-free. But I don't think it truly became a reality to me until I came to college and realized, like, whoa, all of my friends are either taking out loans or like going into debt to pay for their college education. But I am getting an education right now that when I'm done, I'll be completely debt-free. And so it's amazing, it's freeing, and it truly just encourages me, because I know that the hard work and the long hours and the time spent here will be worth it, and it will really allow me to be able to go wherever I want when I graduate.
That's right.
That burden of debt. So
you can start a business, you can buy a car, you can you can do things that others will not be able to do.
Right.
Cuz young people are coming out with anywhere from $30,000 to $160,000 of debt hanging over their heads.
Yeah.
So yay for you, Esther. I'm so proud. I'm so thankful. I'm so glad. That's just amazing. I love it. And that debt-free portion, you know, you're coming away with an education from a four-year liberal arts college, fully accredited. It's going to speak volumes. And we've already talked about that kind of portfolio and that resume that you'll have. Wow. It's not a tech school. It's not a community college. It's not a two-year degree. It's a four-year degree, debt-free. Amazing. Well, I thank you for spending some time with me today and just your vulnerability and your sweet spirit and your amazing story. And I hope everyone is encouraged, and just know that the people of C of O are there for the right reasons, and they're there to pour into our students, our young people, those that will be going into those places of leadership and influence all across the United States, and already are and have for more than 100 years. So we're glad to see that carry on, and we know that you'll be one of those. So that's amazing. The podcast we hope to do about once a month. So listen in and stay tuned for the exact publication schedule. And we'll try to keep you informed and up to date on events and things that you don't want to miss, but also go a little deeper. So we're excited for this opportunity. We're thankful for it. And I hope that you'll go on the journey with us. Listen in each month as we hear the stories of the cycle breakers, passion seekers, and image bearers who write the College of the Ozarks story one chapter at a time.